Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona giornata a voi tutti. Il lunedì dopo Pasqua è in molti paesi una giornata di vacanza.
Pope Benedict XVI prayed the Regina Caeli with the faithful gathered in the courtyard of the Apostolic Retreat in Castel Gandolfo on Easter Monday, a bright, crisp, clear day with an April breeze stirring in the air. Easter Monday, a day of rest and recreation in many countries, as the Holy Father noted at the beginning of his remarks to the gathered faithful ahead of the traditional Eastertide prayer of Marian devotion, a day in which people often take leisurely strolls in the city or visit the country, spending precious hours with friends and family. The real reason for this holiday, though, is the resurrection of our Lord, as Pope Benedict called it, the decisive mystery of our faith. The Holy Father went on to note that the Gospel writers do not describe the resurrection itself. The event, he said, remains mysterious, not as something unreal, but as something beyond the reach of our knowledge, as a light so bright the eyes cannot bear it.
Come una luce così appagliante che non si può osservare con gli occhi.
The narratives begin instead with when at dawn, the day after the Sabbath, the women went to the tomb and found it open and empty. St. Matthew speaks of an earthquake and a bright angel who rolled away the great tombstone and sat on it. The women, when they had received from the angel the announcement of the resurrection, ran full of fear and joy to break the news to the disciples. And it was in just that moment that they met Jesus, fell at his feet, and worshipped him. And Jesus said to them, "Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they should go into Galilee. There they shall see me."
Le narrazioni incominciano invece da quando, all'alba del giorno dopo il sabato, le donne si recarono al sepolcro. E lo trovarono aperto e vuoto.
The Pope went on to note the important role that women play in the Gospel accounts of the appearances of the risen Jesus, as also in his passion and death. In those days in Israel, said Pope Benedict, women's testimony could have no official legal value. Nevertheless, the Pope continued, women have experienced a special bond with the Lord, which is crucial for the practical life of the Christian community, and this always, in every age, not only at the beginning of the Church's pilgrim journey. The Holy Father then called the attention of the faithful to Mary, Mother of the Lord, sublime and exemplary model of this relationship with Jesus, especially in his Paschal mystery. Precisely through the transformative experience of the Passover of her Son, the Virgin Mary becomes the Mother of the Church.
Maria ci ottenga di sperimentare la presenza viva del Signore.
May Mary, he concluded, obtain for us that we too might experience the living presence of the risen Lord, source of hope and peace.
Regina Caeli laetare, alleluia. Resurrexit sicut ixit, alleluia.
Ora pro nobis Deum.
After the Regina Caeli, the Holy Father greeted pilgrims in many languages, including English.
I am pleased to welcome also English-speaking pilgrims present today for the Regina Caeli prayer. Today we continue our solemn Easter celebration, recalling with greater joy than ever our redemption from sin and death in Jesus Christ. May the risen Lord pour out his grace upon us and give us the courage to bring the good news to others. I invoke Easter blessings upon all of you.